Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair and gentlemen. Thank you for being here today as we continue to examine the repercussions of President Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan and the abandonment of Americans to the hands of the Taliban. Dr. Call, is it true that President Biden said we wouldn't leave when there were Americans left behind?
We have not left Americans behind. They continue to get out.
We left Americans behind.
We did not leave Americans behind. They continue to get out.
Did the DOD, you represent the DOD, Dr. Call, did the DOD leave before all Americans were out?
It was the consensus judgment that leaving on August 31st was the best way to continue.
So the DOD, General Mingus, did the DOD, did our soldiers leave before all Americans were out?
Yes, ma'am. The last airplane left the evening of the 30th, morning of the 31st of August.
Thank you for your straightforward answer, General Mingus. Dr. Call, is there more or less risk of terror attacks against Americans and American interests because of the precipitous withdrawal of American military capability from the region?
I think the intelligence community assesses that the overall risk to the homeland across the world is at its lowest point since 9/11. We've already discussed the possibility that ISIS-K and al-Qaeda could reconstitute, and we have to be vigilant against that in Afghanistan.
That does not sound like a low risk when you have just told us that the possibility of attack from ISIS-K to our homeland could be 6 to 12 months from now.
The intelligence community assesses they could build that capability. We need to be vigilant in disrupting that.
So it doesn't sound like low risk. So, Dr. Call, what threat assessments did you use for planning the security environment that would occur after the U.S. withdrawal? What assessments?
Well, when I came into office, the decision had already been made, and I was overseeing from a civilian perspective the retrograde operations.